Let us go before the Lord in prayer. Let us begin that time in silence before God. So let us pray. Our gracious, loving, and merciful God, hallowed be your name. Father, as we come before you today, no more sacred and special thing can the people of God do than to pray together. With our heads bowed and our hearts open, we come before you today. That may be the greatest need of each and every one of us is continued forgiveness, reminding us of your grace and love, your forgiveness through your love that is in Christ Jesus for us. Truly forgive us. And Father, give us strength to forgive others, to let things go, to not harbor hate, anger, jealousies, to remove those things that upon which Satan can build a place, to whisper words of deception, division, dread, hatred, to bring about division among the body. And Father, as we pray for forgiveness and strength to forgive others, we bring our needs before you. Give us this day our daily bread. Father, there are many things we need in our lives, but the greatest need we have is to know you are there, to affirm that, to confirm that we may feel you, that we may know you, that we may trust you. And Father, as we go about living our faith, we carry burdens, cares, problems for friends and family, for community of the world around us. And Father, we bring them before you now, written, spoken, and unspoken alike, lifting them to you. So, Father, today, as we bring all of our hearts, our needs, our burdens, our cares, we truly bring to you gratitude for your blessings in our lives, for the clothes upon our back, the food that nourishes us, for a place to worship, and for brothers and sisters that surround us in this place called sanctuary, where we come to praise in word, deed, and proclamation of the word. Father, we don't only just pray for our church and us here, but we extend that to every faith community that believes in Jesus Christ as the way, the truth, and the life, that follow and adhere to his teachings and offer his love and grace on behalf of him. And Father, we pray for the nations around the world. Father, it seems so hard, at least for this servant, to even turn on a television set and to see how people treat other people. How could life mean so little to some people? Whether it would be to take it or to use it for another means or purpose. Father, give us strength to share your love that would take all of that away. And Father, we pray for those who serve our country, who serve our communities. We pray for those who are in hospitals, nursing homes, facing surgeries, and unknown yet revealed test results. For those who are traveling and away and will travel and be away, Father, we lift them before you today. And now we'd ask that you hear us, as with the confidence of children we pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.